Ottawa. Status: First Nations people in Canada have seen some improvement in several key aspects of daily life. Statistics Canada has found, citing gains in areas ranging from household income levels to internet access. The agency's report, produced in collaboration with the Assembly of First Nations and released on Wednesday, studied how on and off reserve First Nations peoples are faring in areas like education, housing and employment, and noted several examples of significant progress. It also examined how that progress compares to the outcomes seen by non-Indigenous peoples. Based on comparisons of the 2016 and 2021 census, Statistics Canada found high school completion rates have increased markedly for both on and off reserve First Nations peoples since 2016. About 41.9% of on-reserve status First Nations people aged 18 to 24 finished high school in 2016, but that figure had climbed to 52.2% by 2021. For those living off-reserve, the figure jumped from 68.4% to 73.3% in the same period. Graduation rates for non-Indigenous peoples in the same age range stood at 87.7% in 2016 and 89.6% in 2021. The report found that nearly 60% of status First Nations people aged 25 to 64 living on reserve have a high school diploma, compared to 78.2% of those off reserve. The proportion of people living in a low-income household also decreased since 2015, which Statistics Canada attributes to higher government transfers in 2020 that included COVID-19 pandemic relief measures. About 46.7% of on-reserve First Nations people were living in a low-income household in 2015, compared to 13.6% of non-Indigenous peoples. Nearly 30% of First Nations people living off-reserve were living in a low-income household. But those statistics had dropped across the board by 2021, with figures falling to 31.3% for status First Nations people, 19.8% for those off-reserve and 10.7% for non-Indigenous residents. The agency also logged a spike in the number of Indigenous communities with access to high-speed internet. Nearly half of households on reserve had access to broadband services in 2019, up sharply from 32.3% just a year earlier. Despite the progress in several key areas, Statistics Canada found status First Nations peoples 15 years or older were more likely to report they had fair or poor mental health than non-Indigenous peoples, with those figures standing at 18.9% and 11.3%, respectively, in 2018. Status First Nations peoples were also more likely to report experiencing homelessness in 2018 to 9.7% compared to 1.9% for non-Indigenous people. And children remain significantly overrepresented in the child welfare system. In 2021, Statistics Canada reported there were 9,440 status First Nations children under the age of 15 in foster care. More than 1 in 3 foster children were status First Nations, despite making up just 3.5% of the total under 15 population. This report by the Canadian Press was first published October 20, 2023. Alessia Passafium, The Canadian Press. Note to readers: this is a corrected story. A previous version incorrectly reported that in 2021, 53.3% of on-reserve status First Nations people aged 18 to 24 had finished high school. It also incorrectly reported the year as 2019 for a statistic on the number of status First Nations people experiencing homelessness.